Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Nashville's favorite way to wake up. This is the Wake Up Zone, powered by the Tennessee Lottery, with Mark Howard, Blaine Bishop, and Kevin Ingram.
.701 on the Wake Up Zone on 104.5 The Zone. Happy Tuesday. Mark Howard along with Blaine Bishop. Kevin off this week, of course, and our producer, Jonathan Schaefer. And by the way, we should tell you that be caller number 5 to win a pair of tickets to WWE's SummerSlam Heatwave Tour, which is Saturday, July the 27th. At Bridgestone Arena, call in 615-737-ZONE. So we want to hear from you so you can get the hookup to WWE SummerSlam Heatwave Tour. So do call in. Nice to know. Expecting, of course, to talk to Corey Fleming, who, in my opinion, was one of the best high school quarterbacks that I ever saw. That came out of Metro. He was on a really good team. Of course, Joe Campbell, who went on to have an outstanding career at MTSU and, played in the NFL a little bit in Canada. But
I played with Joe Campbell.
You did play with Joe
Campbell.
Yeah,
well, my rookie year, I had no idea who he was until I got to here in Houston. He was playing slot receiver, and actually they ran the run and shoot. And he was a backup and everything, but he was trying to make it in the league, and he was quick as heck. I was kind of shocked that he didn't stick, but there was a lot of opportunity. That was the same era of time when they had Corey Harris, who they converted to wide receiver, who they didn't need. They drafted him in a third or fourth round, and they cut him as a rookie. It was a contractual deal. So it was a lot of talented players. From actually this area that was on that team. Yeah.
Anyway, we have Corey Fleming on the line. Corey, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Mark, Mr. Blaine Bishop. How are you guys doing this morning?
How you doing, Corey?
Corey, Blaine told me yesterday, we're gonna speak to Corey Fleming today, and I said, yeah, I know him a little bit.
just a little bit, man.
Maybe we go back, don't we?
We sure do. High school days.
Well, tell us about your camp, first of all.
Well, this Saturday, July 20th, I'm having a football camp at Lighthouse Christian Academy. The ages are going to be from 8 to 14. The time is going to be from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Registration is 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. Day of camp. And they can pre-register if they inbox me or email, and I'll send out the registration form. But what we're doing, Mark, also is $25 per camper. And also, we've had a lot of people who sponsor kids from the Antioch Community Center, Lighthouse Christian Academy, and some from East Nashville, South Englewood Community Center. So we've just been wanting to, get back in the community and do some things. And I think Nashville is kind of like a trend. You know, there's a lot of football camps and combines, and then they all go away. And so during that time, I didn't have any football camps and was into some other business. So now we just want to get back into the community and follow up with some other good charitable events.
Well, Corey, man, thanks for coming on, man. And I have to ask you, Mark talked so glowingly about your high school career. Naturally, I wasn't here to see all those things and talking about that you were a great quarterback. And I had no idea that you played quarterback. So I want to talk about the recruiting process of when you went to UT. Did you think you were still going to be a quarterback, or did they tell you you're going to be moving to wide receiver?
Well, it's one of those hidden secrets. Like, they didn't actually say you're not going to be a quarterback, but I was pretty intelligent to know that I didn't throw the football. We were more of an option, triple I. Of course, I had extent. My running back, Joe Campbell, Ronald Downey, Greg Hodges, some of those guys, they were, you know, 1,000-yard rushers. So we didn't need to throw the ball much. When I did, you know, we usually score big. So, but they didn't tell you. The recruiting process is kind of different. I think my day, I was recruited more as an athlete because I played basketball as well and ran track. So I think the main thing that UT wanted to do was just get me there. My grades were good. I passed the ACT when I was a sophomore, so those things were out of the way. But it was still tedious. You know, you get up after playing a football game on Friday night, and then you're on the road to wherever you're getting recruited at on Saturday morning, getting ready for their game. So, but I enjoyed the process. It was a great learning experience for me and my parents. And I had a lot of my teammates that used to go with me on the road. So it was a great learning experience.
Well, how excited are you about the Vols and Pruitt and what they're doing there and this upcoming season?
I am, can we say apprehensive, but still excited. I think I'm like the rest of the UT Vol Nation. We're ready to win. We've suffered through our years of, you know, some down years, down times, and coaches changes, and you know, so now we're ready to get going and get that ball rolling. You know what UT Vol Nation is accustomed to.
Man, I know you have a Super Bowl ring with the Cowboys. Kind of take us through that whole experience leading up to the Super Bowl. And naturally, we want to know, where you keep your Super Bowl ring at? Anyway, you know, it eluded me for some reason. I don't know how that happened, but I don't have one.
Super Bowl ring. Man, sorry to hear that, too, Blake. Super Bowl ring is in Louisville, Kentucky. My father's house. He adored that more than I did at the time, so we just never worried about it. I thought he may have worn it a few times when we first got it, but I don't think he even wears it anymore. But that experience, man, really, really, I think, transitioned me from a young college boy to a grown man. There were a lot of teammates from a lot of different places, a lot of different colleges, a lot of different experiences. And, you know, when you're a rookie coming right in, playing with, you know, America's team, man, there's not a lot of room for you to make the team. And if you make the team, get any playing time. So, you know, it was really difficult. Unfortunately for us, we were just that stacked at every position. So rookies, you know, you have to be very, very exceptional in order to just get on the field. And I came behind Michael Irvin due to some changes. Alvin Harper, I think, went to Tampa Bay. And so we got the chance to step up. But it was really good, man. It was going on for a couple of years, and that Super Bowl run was amazing. And I wouldn't take anything away from my experiences in the NFL. I don't think it was the best experience for me personally. I had a lot of things going on here. And so for me, it wasn't the best experience, but I enjoyed, you know, moving on to the Arena Football League because it really catapulted me to be the professional and Hall of Famer that I became to be.
We're speaking to Corey Fleming, of course, Tennessee Vols legend, Super Bowl champion, and an outstanding player in the Arena Football League with the Nashville Cats. Corey, you've talked in the past about what a wild bunch those Cowboys teams were that you played on, and you got a Super Bowl ring from. All right, name me a Cowboy, a former teammate, who could party all night and be fresh as a daisy the next day, as opposed to some of the other guys.
No disrespect, because I love this guy to death, and I was right there with him. I just wasn't as fresh as he was the next day. But number 88, at number 80, Michael and Alvin Harper, man, they were two of the wildest guys on just off the football field. Nothing illegal at the time. You know, we were just out all night, over each other's houses. You know, it was more of a receiver thing. We were really, really good. I think Leon Lett was another one. Those guys, man, were impressive in that they could stay all off night and then get up and be, and you have to be on their level. Like if they're tired, then that's the way the practice is going to go. If they're geared up and ready to go, then you better be ready to go too. And we had a lot of fun with that. We used to talk about them all the time that they could do something like that and still be very productive
about playing for Barry Switzer? You know, he seemed to adopt a sort of boys will be boys attitude, and a lot of people felt like, you know, he let the players run wild. But what was it like, you know, to play for a guy, you know, who was, you know, an absolute Hall of Fame coach during his years at Oklahoma, but still won a Super Bowl with the Cowboys?
Yeah, the first time he got there, we was on the football field. He made a statement to us. He told us, he said, literally, there's some of you guys who are millionaires that I can't cut. But all of you guys that make less than me, I'll cut your ass any time of the week I want to. And so we kind of figured that he was going to be a coach, a player's coach. He was going to do things the way it's already been. He said it wasn't a reason to change anything, that they won two Super Bowls, and we went my first year to the championship game and lost to San Francisco. So he had, you know, we jumped on the scene and inherited a Super Bowl champion team. We just put some different places, people in places, and just became very, very successful.
We're speaking, of course, as we mentioned, to Corey Fleming, Tennessee football legend, VFL, Vol for Life. What about the bond that you have, you know, with the guys you played high school with, that you always had with, you know, Joe Campbell, who I still hear from, you know, Ronald Downing, you know, who was part of it. You know, you guys were pretty unique, you know, during your years at Stratford. But, you know, how tight have you remained with your former high school teammates?
Well, me and Joe, we speak quite often, whether it be by Facebook or, you know, I read a lot of those guys' comments. And at Stratford games, so we still go back. A lot of the alumni still return to watch some of the basketball games and high school football. I think that's where everyone comes together, is high school football at Stratford, you know, whether they be on the road or at home. But I ran into Ronald maybe a year and a half ago at St. Thomas Hospital. But some of the other guys, I think one of my best friends, Greg Hodges, he moved to San Diego, so we barely talked. But that was some great times, great relationships. I speak with Coach Leach all the time. He's still coaching, man. He's just, you know, walking around, helping the boys. He got issues, but he's still a great coach, and really, really brought us together when we really didn't think that he could coach worth anything. But he proved us wrong, and we became a good, potentially, TSSAA champion. We just could never get over that hump. So, Blaine, that's why I said I'm sorry, but I feel exactly what you feel. I feel like I should have had a couple of high school championship rings.
Oh, man. Well, at least I got a couple of high school championship rings, but that Super Bowl ring there. Irvin and those guys, him and man, they took us down.
Yeah. Well, man, that was a great run that you guys had. And I really, you know, honestly, I don't think the Titans will ever be the same, you know, that you guys are gone. I think they just don't have what it takes to, you know, someone to step in. And you guys have a lot of leadership, too, man, and that was very important on the football field to help some of those younger guys out.
Well, cool, Corey, man. I guess give us some information again, I guess, about your camp. And before we let you go, you know, the number, email, as well as time and the ages and everything. Calls.
Okay. Again, my Corey Fleming football camp is going to be located Lighthouse Christian Academy, Saturday, July the 20th, 2019, from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Pre-registration forms are available by email. Registration is going to be from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. the day of the camp. It's $25 per person, ages 8 to 14. And if you need to call me at 615-821-9743. And my email address is cflem12.cf@gmail.com. So, man, we're going to have a great time. Also, any vendors who want to come out, there's opportunity for them to set up their booths to just promote their products. Any youth football coaches want to be involved, bringing people out. That cheerleaders is going to be out there. So we're just trying to open it up for the community, man, and have a great time. Not trying to knock anybody over the head for money. We just want to come out and have a great time with kids and coaches to come out and coach their kids who they're going to be coaching, you know, this year. And from that, man, we're gonna put on some receiver camps and really, really educate. And I think that's what a lot of football players are missing, just education, man. So you gotta come out there and show these guys how to get covered and how to get out of cover twos and cover threes and man-to-man routes. You got to make sure you take the time to come out there.
All right.
Corey, always good to speak to you. Good luck with the camp. But again, always good to hear your voice, and we'll talk to you again down the line.
Good hearing from you, Corey.
Marcus, a pleasure, man. Young Blaine, y'all have a great day, man. Enjoy your show so much, man.
All right, man.
Take care.
Appreciate it, man.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, that's Corey Fleming, of course, you know, Vols legend, of course, has his camp coming up. All right, straight ahead, the real reason why Peyton Manning decided to pass up Monday Night Football and why he could have something even better in front of him. 7:16 on the Wake Up Zone on 104.5 The Zone.